讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记第一季的第七集。我们前面呢知道 Joey 怂恿 Ross 去跟 Rachel 表白啊，表达一下自己对他的想法。然后呢 Ross 真的去了阳台跟 Rachel 两个人假装表白一下。然后这个时候呢 Monica 突然也想去阳台站一会儿，然后被 Joey 拦了下来。我们来听一听可爱的 Joey 是用什么理由把 Monica 拦了下来的。
Hey, where are you going?
Outside?
No, no, you can't go out there.
Why not?
Because of, the reason.
And that would be?
I can't tell you.
Joey, what's going on?
Okay, listen. You gotta promise you'll never, ever tell Ross that I told you.
About what?
He's planning your birthday party.
Oh my God, I love him!
And you better act surprised.
About what?My surprise party.
What surprise party?
Oh, stop it. Joey already told me.
Well, he didn't tell me.
Hey, don't look at me. This is Ross's thing.
This is so typical. I'm always the last one to know everything.
Oh, you are not. We tell you stuff.
Uh-huh. I was the last one to know when Chandler got bit by the peacock at the zoo. I was the last to know when you had a crush on Joey when he was moving in.
What?
It looks like I was second to last.
Joey 呢临机应变啊，跟 Monica 说，哎呀，他们给你准备了一个 surprise party。 Joey 这么一出啊，把 Ross 和 Phoebe 都给坑了。具体怎么回事呢，我们来看呢。Hey, where are you going? Monica 说 outside. You can't go out there. 你不能去。 Why not? 人很奇怪，为什么不能去啊？ Because ofThe reason 呢，因为周易不能说，想编理由又编不出来啊，他又不会像菲比那样自己造词，所以直接来了个 The reason。 然后 Monica 懵了说 That would be can't tell you， 我不能跟你说。 Joey, what's going on？ 有事儿。然后周易说 Okay, listen， You've got a promise that you will never ever tell Ross that I told you 啊，你要答应我永远不要跟 Ross 说我告诉你。哎，我们朋友之间互相透露秘密的时候不都是这样吗？然后你经常跟人说，哎，我跟你说熊叔咋地咋地，哎，你不要跟熊叔说是我说的哟。而且你看 Joey 的用词，他说 You've got to promise， 意思就是你必须得答应我。而后面呢说 You will never ever tell Ross， 永远不要跟 Ross 说。About what? He's planning your birthday party。 脑子一转说，哎呀，他在计划你的 birthday party。然后 Monica 信以为真说 Oh my god, I love him. You better act surprised. 因为 surprise party 现在你知道了那就不是 surprise 了、有的时候觉得也挺巧的，万一 Monica 的生日刚过完呢就尴尬了。然后 Phoebe 这个时候走了过来，哎，什么 surprise 啊，他说 About what? Monica 说 My surprise party. Phoebe 问 What surprise party?Oh, stop it. Joey already told me. 啊，这个大家都懂的啊， Joey 临时编出来的理由，所以呢只有 Monica 信了，而 Phoebe 根本不知道这件事儿。所以呢 Phoebe 说 Well, he didn't tell me. Joey 说 Hey, don't look at me. This is Ross's thing. 啊，把锅甩给 Ross。 哎，不要看我呀，这是 Ross 的事儿。 This is so typical. 然后 Phoebe 有点反应，她说 typical 啊，太典型了。 I'm always the last one to know everything. 这六个人之间你们什么事儿永远都是让我最后一个知道。那作为朋友的 Monica 这个时候一定要安慰他说 No you're not, we tell you stuff, 我们跟你说的呀，不要这么玻璃心。然后 Phoebe 来一句 Yeah, I was the last one to know when Chandler got bitten by the peacock at the zoo、啊、这件事儿呢按理说谁都不应该知道的，这么囧的事儿就应该 take it to the grave， 在动物园被孔雀给咬了。 I was the last one to know when you had a crush on Joey when he was moving in、哎、这事儿挺有意思的，说 Joey 刚搬进来的时候你对他 had a crush on Joey， 是你对他有意思。哦，你要知道这个时候是谁说话呢，是 Phoebe 对着 Monica 和 Joey 说。所以啊这个时候 Joey 肯定是刚知道 you had a crush on me when I just moved in、哎、所以呢 Joey 也有点反应啊。这个时候 Phoebe 意识到 Looks like I was second to last、oh, 我不是最后一个知道这事儿，我是倒数第二个知道的。所以呢你看 Joey 随便编个理由，这个理由呢让 Ross 签了 Monica 一个 surprise party， 同时又让 Phoebe 感觉到不爽了。 朋友之间这点的小心思，我现在自己在生活当中应该多多少少也遇到过。好了，一起来复习一下今天的重点表达。Have got to, number one, have got to. 我们一般会弱读成 have gotta, have gotta. You've gotta do something, got to, 弱读成 gotta. You've gotta do it.比如说呢，熊叔在外面撩妹被女朋友发现了，这个时候正跪在键盘前面说 Oh, you've got to trust me, you're the only one. 啊，跪键盘，跪榴莲，跪遥控器，还不能换台，跪出学问来啊。Number two, have a crush on someone, 迷恋上某人，是口语中非常常用的啊，是 have a crush on someone。但是要注意呢，这个 have a crush on someone 和 fall in love, 真正的爱上别人那是完全不一样的啊。这个 crush 可能只是一瞬间啊，你像 Monica 对 Joey, 对吧，那就是个一瞬间的事儿。好，我们来看例句。Sometimes you think you fall in love when you have a crush on someone. 你迷恋上了某人啊，但是你可能会把这个误认为爱上了他。哎呀，人的情感啊真的是很神奇的东西。Number three, second to last. 我们的 Phoebe 是 second to last to know this. 那么最后一个自然就是 last. Second to last 就是倒数第二个。那么如果 second to none 呢？ Second to none 就是我说第二，没人敢说第一。首屈一指啊，比如说熊叔小时候呢想去哈佛 I will go to Harvard, second to none. 结果呢去了哈尔滨佛学院，剃光了头。好了，再来复习一下今天的重点发音解析。我们这里涉及到了一个 This is Ross's thing, Ross, 看加了所有格之后读成了 Ross's thing, Ross's thing, 你不要读两个丝 Ross's, 再比如 James, Charles, Elvis 等等，这种加上所有格之后都会读作 James's, Charles's, Elvis's。 来，这句话 This is Ross's thing, This is Ross's thing, 一定要注意这里的发音。好了，今天的对话会相对来讲比较简单一些，你学会了吗？接下来来跟着熊叔我们一起慢速大声朗读。 Hey, where are you going? Outside. You can't go out there. Why not? Because of the reason. And that would be, I can't tell you.Joey, what's going on? Okay, listen. You've got to promise that you will never, ever tell Ross that I told you. About what? He's planning your birthday party. Oh my God, I love him. You'd better act surprised.About what? My surprise party. What surprise party? Oh, stop it. Joey already told me. Well, he didn't tell me. Hey, don't look at me. This is Ross's thing. This is so typical. I'm always the last one to know everything.No, you're not. We tell you stuff. Yeah. I was the last one to know when Chandler got bitten by the peacock at the zoo. I was the last one to know when you had a crush on Joey when he was moving in.Looks like I was second to last. 感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。 That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.